Thank you for calling customer service. This is Joy speaking, and how may I assist you?
Yes, I'm calling about a charge for my charge card. There was a transaction made on it, and I was told to call you to find out why this went through, because I didn't make this transaction on my credit card.
May I get your zip code, please?
My zip code?
Yes, ma'am.
11730.
And thank you for that. And that first and last name, please.
Helen Soukup, S-O-U-K-U-P.
All righty. And thank you for that. And I do see that. Can you verify the account associated with that, please? Verify your address. I'm sorry.
My address, 9 yes. Somerset Avenue, East Islip, New York.
All righty. And thank you for that, ma'am. And let me first find out an account for you. Okay, and I was able to locate an account for you, and it does seem that you have a meal planning app. It's called Bite Hubs, and this meal planning app actually helps you to carb sugar and carb cravings, and it has recipe guides that help you eat better and feel better. Do you remember maybe doing a survey where you were automatically enrolled to have a chance to win? It seems like the Dyson vacuum cleaner.
I don't understand. No. In other words,
You ever remember doing a sweepstakes entry? Maybe you take.
What?
A sweepstakes entry to win a Dyson vacuum cleaner?
Yeah, that's right. The Dyson. Yeah, okay, that I remember. It's some Dyson. Yeah, it was some
yes,
supposed
ma'am.
To be. Yeah.
And what it does in the sweepstakes entry, in the terms and conditions, it states that you will be automatically enrolled into one of our meal planning apps, a monthly subscription. Now, I can make this app $20 a month for you.
Oh, I don't want this, whatever it is. I mean, I thought I was going to get, I think, a Dyson for a few dollars. I forget what it was all about.
Yes, ma'am.
So that's what put that charge through, $59.89?
Yes, ma'am. It automatically enrolled you to a monthly subscription to our meal planning app. Yes, ma'am.
Oh, no. I don't want that. I shouldn't be doing these things online. I must have messed up. That was my fault then. I want to cancel that. Can you do that for me?
Yes, ma'am.
In other words, I'm not going to be enrolled. I don't know how I got involved with that.
That's fine. I can get you canceled out of it. Give me 1 second, please.
Mm-hmm.
All righty. Now, I was successfully able to get you canceled out of it. You won't have any reoccurring charges on that. I do have a cancellation order number for you, and let me know when you're ready to take that down.
Do I need this number now?
No, ma'am.
What?
It is just for your records to confirm that you've been canceled out of it.
Okay. What is the number?
It would be C as in Charlie. That's 920.
Wait, C is in Charlie.
920-467.
194. Okay, it's C as in Charlie.
Yes,
920-467-194.
That is correct.
You're completely
canceled out of that. You won't be billed anything further on that. Okay.
And now, as far as the credit card, then I'll have to tell them that
I can actually refund you 35% of that charge of $59.89, which I can refund you back $20.96.
Not the full amount, though?
I can actually do my family and friends refund, which would actually be $29.95, which is half price of the $59.89 charge.
Well, isn't there some way that, you know, that my credit card company just cancels the whole thing? And, I mean, you know, just in other words, not charging me at all for this at all.
I'm quite sure you could actually put a dispute in with them for it not to be billed, but I could actually do a refund for you. The most I'm allowed to do a refund of is $44.92 back to that account.
Well, I think I'll ask the credit card company to refund the whole thing. And I don't think they didn't charge. I don't think they charged my account for that amount. I don't know how they did it.
I'm not quite sure, ma'am. But okay then.
All right.
But
well,
you are canceled out of that, and you won't receive any more reoccurring charges on it. Okay.
Okay. So in the meantime, I'll call the credit card company and ask them if they can, refund the whole thing or whatever. I don't know. Either that, or I'll have to change my credit card, I guess.
All righty.
Okay.
Well, thank
you
for calling customer service, and you have a great day, ma'am.
And this is customer service for what?
We are actually a third-party call center, so we actually assist multiple companies in over 100 different products.
Oh, for different products. Uh-huh.
Yes, ma'am.
Uh-huh. Okay, all right. Thank you very much, then.
Thank you.
I'll call them out.
Have a great day.
Okay, you too. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.